USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Russian troops are reportedly withdrawing to what they call their permanent deployment points from the Ukraine border, and that's according to Interfax News. It's reporting quotes from the Russian military. The troop withdrawal only seems to represent a fraction of the upwards of 100,000 Russian troops, though, who are thought to be stationed near that border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is encouraging Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." The lead singer of the Marvelettes has died. Wanda Young was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The Commander-in-Chief delivers a Christmas video message with U.S. troops around the world.
As your Commander-in-Chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a poor substitute for what you're missing, but I understand. I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's sacrifice.
President Biden was on a video link from the White House along with First Lady Jill Biden. Biden again calling the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. As Christmas weekend continues, so do the flight delays and cancellations that have been going on now for several days. According to FlightAware, U.S. Airlines canceled or delayed more than 3,000 flights. On Saturday, more than 6,000 delayed or scrubbed around the world. Many airline workers are suffering with COVID-19, and there's been bad weather, especially in the western U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The world's biggest, most powerful space telescope has a Christmas morning launch from South America.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The $10 billion telescope heading about a million miles from Earth, and they'll be looking for new exoplanets. We told you earlier that Wanda Young, the lead singer of the 60s group The Marvelettes, has passed away. Well, a legendary bluegrass banjo player has also died. J.D. Crowe's family saying on his Facebook fan page he died on Friday morning. He was 84. Police in England reporting the Christmas Day arrest of an armed intruder at Windsor Castle. The Thames Valley Police saying that the 19-year-old Southampton man was taken into custody almost immediately after he set foot on the grounds. They didn't discuss his possible motive, but they did say he was carrying an offensive weapon. The royal family, several members of it, including Queen Elizabeth herself, were spending the Christmas Day at Windsor Castle. And a Pittsburgh-area bakery whipped up a 7-foot-tall snowman made of bread for the holidays. Mancini's Bakery celebrating Christmas last year with an 8-foot-tall Christmas tree. This year they made Frosty the Doughman. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. I'm Chris Barnes.